The Africa Report.
It's 14 minutes past five now. Good morning to you. This is the Africa Report with Monsieur Jean-Jacques Cornish. Happy Women's Day, Monsieur. Comment ça va?
Le jour de femme. Bonjour. Ça va très bien. Merci, Abs.
Okay, that sounded wonderful. I want to learn that. Le jour de femme.
De femme, yes. The day of the woman.
Day of the woman. Le jour de femme. Hey. Stick with us here on the Early Breakfast Show. You're going to learn things, I'm telling you. Thank you, Monsieur Jean-Jacques, as we continue learning French. But let's talk about South Africa and the SADC. What's the latest there?
Well, you know, South Africa hands over the chairmanship of SADC to Namibia at the summit in Windhoek next week. The official start meeting today, so effectively the meeting is underway. Very interesting that... Although we hand over the chairmanship of the regional organization to Namibia, the leadership of the region remains ours, whether we like it or not. You know, and I keep using this phrase, whether we like it or not, we have a leadership role to play in the region, like United States in North America, like Germany in Europe. We have this role to play. We have to embrace it. We have to do it properly. I know that, I mean, I attended the first SADC summit when South Africa, democratic South Africa came in. And of course, SADC was formed, its predecessor was formed to counter the might of apartheid effectively. And we went in very, very, I was with Alfred Nzo, the foreign minister at the time, an avuncular figure, very carefully, very cautiously, treading very softly, not wanting to kind of look, come in and try and be the kind of bully boy or the, demanding what SADC should look like. But now we have a new sort of more consensual, cooperative way of working. And whether we like it or not, we're going to be the regional leaders, the only country in the region that can approach us in terms of size and GDP and that sort of thing is Angola, but that won't be for at least 7-8 years. So it's something we have to look at very carefully. How do we lead SADC? What are we doing? How responsibly are we doing it?
Right. When I first saw this, I thought to myself, this is a lie. But Joseph Kabila says he won't stand in the December Congolese elections.
Yes, and he's named Emmanuel Chadri, his interior minister, as a surprise candidate. Now, those elections are only 4 months away. They've twice been postponed. We have Moise Katumbi. He seems to be the favorite, but he's been blocked from entering the DRC. We have Jean-Pierre Bemba, who has gone back, but he's been told because of a conviction against him, he won't be able to stand. You know, that election is really going to be something. I hope to be there, actually. $80 million from the United Nations has been given to fixing things for it. We wonder what exactly is the game for Joseph Kabila. Is Emmanuel Chadri a sort of Medvedev figure, you know, that he'll put in there while he's taking the break? Constitutionally, he has to. We don't know. It's going to be a very, very interesting time at the very heart of Africa.
And I mean, I was expecting this in Ivory Coast. Human rights groups aren't happy with the pardoning of the former First Lady.
And others, you know, they say, who is responsible? These people have been found responsible for crimes against humanity. The 2011 shelling of a marketplace in Abidjan, the so-called crisis cell that coordinated attacks on opponents of Laurent Gbagbo. The groups that have expressed their misgivings are Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, number among them. And they say there should be no amnesty for those implicated in war crimes. And to do this shows disrespect for the victims of those war crimes. So it's quite a storm that President Alassane Ouattara has raised internationally. But he's doing it, he says, because he's got to have reconciliation at home. The scars from that civil war remain, and he's got to fix that.
All right, at least, you know... I'm crossing fingers once again. You have to cross fingers with these things, Jean-Jacques. But nonetheless, my good sir, thank you so much for joining us during the course of the week. We chat again next week.
À la semaine prochaine.
À la semaine prochaine. Mon vieux. Yeah, that's the one. Thank you so much, Jean-Jacques Connor.